to this idea of loans and all that, and that is the identity system. Lending works very well in some of those other clients because each person has, in America at least, a social security number.
Yes.
That you can take a loan here and move to Kafanchan. We will track you the moment you try and do anything. So you can take a loan and you can't run. And if you run, it will cost you. It will cost you your credibility within the system. So in order to improve our financial system, we have to get serious about our identity system.
But we do.
We have BVN. Yes. We have biometrics and all that.
Yes.
I don't know whether we're putting them all together. Each telecoms company has their own.
Yeah.
Each bank out of 28 has
its own. So are they working in synergy? That's what you're asking.
The whole thing. We need to put this.
We have multiplication of identity.
If I'm always in the telecom sector, can they?
It should cost me if I try and get a loan in the banking sector.
Okay.
The whole thing has to be harmonized.
Okay.
When you create that platform, and we have an identity system, but I applied for my ID card some years ago. I called them recently. They said, don't even attempt to come near the office. We're not ready. The point is, until we get serious with some of those building blocks, then we can't build on these other things. Because this solar thing, even abroad, is financed in many cases.
Mm.
And because, like you said, you can show a cash flow in some cases. Look, I'm providing energy between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. And I'm now actually getting some tiny money back from... It may not be that you're getting money back, but your bill is being reduced.
Yeah.
Effectively, you are saving money.
Okay.
And once you can show that kind of cash flow, banks are always interested.
All right, so we'll ask you to hold that thought. We'll quickly go for a quick break. And when we return, we will still talk about solar energy, particularly how we can design with sustainable systems. Still your number one 12 News and Sports Radio Station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back in a bit.
Jesus. What? It's very loud.
It's loud?
It's loud.
It's actually...
Okay, after...
How do I turn it?
Why don't we reduce the volume?
Please.
Sorry.
It's like a little bit of echo. It's like... I have very sensitive hearing.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you. That was nice, by the way. The financial thing.
Yeah, I mean, me, something I love, I'm scared about.
So, let me give you an answer. Okay. The government won't solve that problem. First of all,
Equifax
are all private entities.
Social Security number is US government.
Correct. So, BVN is, so they have to give access to that database to people like
Equifaxes
or the TRWs.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the credit maintenance companies. There
correct.
Are three
so,
big ones.
So now what they do is they start to help you build credit. And actually, it does exist, but it's not quite widespread.
Let me tell you how much it exists. When I came back, PhD had cut my light.
Mm.
But I am somebody, just tell me once we're going.
Yeah, okay.
I always pay my bill
and
pay a bit more. So on my bill, I'm rated A.
Okay.
So when I went... And they were. I said, look, I am an A-rate customer. You should not cut my line. Because, you know, that thing convinced the business manager. You know, go and connect this person. He pays his bill.
Mm.
So, in a sense,
it exists.
Yeah.
It works.
A good credit rating.
But you have to go there to complain, obviously.
Of course. Because they cut my line. I was like, God, can you imagine? Okay. Came back, everything had spoiled in the house.
Wow.
Man, that day was not funny. But. That should not be the case. I remember when I used to travel back from there, I leave my food in my freezer and come back and eat it. No shaking.
So we'll talk more about this renewable energy. Okay, I know we have solar systems here in Port Harcourt. I mean, it's all over the place.
Yes.
I'm sure you saw lots of signboards and everything.
Absolutely. So you're going to talk about this.
So what is solar? What is solar?
Okay.
So okay. There is solar and there is solar.
So let's go back.
All right, we are back. It's 18 minutes to the top of the hour, still with the architect and Dr. Sola in the studio. And we're talking about designing with sustainable systems. We still have, of course, architect A.B. Bozimo. And joining him today, we have Christopher Dr. Sola Onwasoya. He's the president of AWPS Renewable Energy Limited, which is a provider of quality premium solar power. Thank you so much for joining us.
Very welcome.
And a question about to ask Dora, I think a caller just nicely puts it here on WhatsApp. He says, good morning, good afternoon actually. He says, ask Dr. Sola what he thinks is the realistic future of solar power in Nigeria. I think that's a question. I think you need to be doing this job. That's a good question. I need to ask it better.
Okay.
But realistically, what's the future
of solar
power in Nigeria?
So we've been doing this for 3 years.
Mm.
Yeah.
And we kind of floundered in the wind at the beginning.
Okay.
And Nigerians have come to the realization that the government will never solve their power problems.
Mm.
So now we have a ridiculously, how should I say, high interest in alternatives to generators, because people recognize, in addition to the damage it does to the environment, the lead that gets spewed into the air, they have to find something different. So I would say, let me use our company as an example. We had sales targets for the end of this year, and we compared it to what we did last year. Our numbers are more than 600% higher. That's just what our numbers are going to be. We exceeded our entire sales of 2016 by May of this year. So what is the future? It's very, very bright, very, very promising. As long as the if the government could make it possible for our people to get financing, we'll do phenomenally
Let me ask you this, Dr. Swola. Is the business doing very well right now because the power situation in Nigeria is poor, or because people are just feel better about renewable energy?
Or they understand what solar is all about.
Yes.
So, you know, it's like you go, an armed robber comes in and points a gun at you, right? And you put your hands up, and whatever he tells you, you're going to do, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So Nigerians are kind of like faced with a situation similar to what an armed robber has done.
Okay.
So they are damned if they do, they are damned if they don't. And they recognize, first of all, as if you've paid attention, your gasoline doesn't cost the same anymore.
Yeah.
Your diesel doesn't cost the same anymore. The amount, the number of hours you get power, you really do not know. We're very fortunate now because the dams have water in it. But come November, we're back to where we were earlier this year. So Nigerians, and something they're recognizing is that there is really good solar out there. And as they come to hear more and more people have positive experiences with solar, they themselves want to dip their toes in the pool.
So you talked about good solar, and I'm sure there are certain Nigerians who, maybe they have a little understanding of what solar is all about, but they're unable to differentiate between good and bad solar. So can you just explain that to us?
So in Lagos, we have a term we call kazims.
Kazim.
Yeah, so what is a kazim? Think about a roadside mechanic, a guy who wakes up one day and then he has a little place at the corner of the street and he repairs cars.
Okay.
And then you have someone who has an actual shop and has trained to do repairs. That's the difference we see in the solar industry. A guy who was an electrician wakes up one morning and goes, this solar thing, this thing fine, well. Me too, I want to drum. And you know, to drum, just to join wire. It's incorrect, it's not joining wire.
Okay.
So the experience people have varies based on who does the installation. And installation, it's not just the equipment alone, it's also how you size the wiring, how you calculate the loads that the person is going to apply through the system. So it's a lot of little things.
Is it something that state governments, or the federal government as well, can key into? I mean, right now we're battling with the dams, like you mentioned. We're battling with providing, I think, about between 4,000 and 5,000 megawatts. So
It's constantly between, it's also historically going back to 1970s, Nigeria has generated anywhere between 3,000 and 4,000.
3,000 and 4,000. Is this something the government can key into? Say, look, since we can't really get power right the way we're going about it, let's invest in solar. It's clean, it's green, and it's available. Readily available. In fact, it's abundant. Can't we invest in that as the government now?
If there were forward-looking people, they would see that that's exactly a sector that doesn't just provide solutions, but also provides a work future for a large number of people. Because you have the manufacturing sector, you have the transportation and logistics, you have the installation, you have the maintenance. That is that's four possibilities
that's within the value chain,
exactly,
right?
Within this realm.
Okay.
And yes, here it is abundant. So the sun is abundant to a larger extent.
Well, I hear solar is not just about the sun.
No, of course not. Okay. Like you said, you have days when it's... But solar is about the system. Like you said, the panels don't make it all. There's the battery, in our case, there's the wiring, the size, then there's the load. There's more load at certain times of the day, obviously more at night.
Okay.
Exactly what you're loading it with and when you're loading it has an effect, an impact on the solar system. So in the discussions we have as designers with, you know, people who have services like that, we always discuss the needs of the users.
Okay.
And that is what now informs what they recommend, and in turn, because it's an iterative conversation, when I know what they'll recommend, I'll have to provide the appropriate space for that.
Okay.
And so that's why it's not as quick as snapping a finger and saying, I'll take this shelf, take this system off the shelf. Sure, I can just propose 60 or 6 panels for you. Will they meet your needs for your particular location?
Okay.
It's a conversation that an owner is involved with,
the architects and other consultants are involved, and of course, the people who supply these things. And that's why you always want to incorporate them early in the process.
In addition to that also, you know, it's easier when you have a clean sheet as opposed to going to an existing home. So lighting is a perfect example.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a filling station that wanted us to give them a quote. And just to power 37 lights, 2,000 amp hours, if you do the math, is about $40,000. So they should multiply by 400. That's 16 million naira just to power lights, which makes no sense. That same individual could use 2-watt or 3-watt LED lights, and guess what? They will use less than 200 amp hours to accomplish the same thing. So that's where people like them come in. Same thing with air conditioning. What we see the norm is these split units.
Yeah.
First of all, they have very limited life. They last for about 4 years. And now I need to have one in every room. Why don't we consider central air conditioning?
Mm-hmm.
We are importing a couple of central air conditioners in a project we're doing it in Port Harcourt. And why are we doing it? Because I can cool a much larger area by putting air handling, by putting an air handler and putting ductwork in, and I'll be using maybe the power of two of these to cool the whole house. And I'm accomplishing the same thing. And that's where they come in, because they can do designs that incorporate allowing us to put, you know, central air conditioning systems, and you enjoy the same level of comfort on a system that will last much longer.
I was about to ask that, you know, at what point would you as an architect have to consult with, you know, the energy renewable energy provider, whether it's the solar panel person or whoever it is?
Very early, you know, by the time you're consulting with your owner, first of all, you have to have an owner with an open mind, because many people are used to these things or the standing ACs, and that's what they expect. So you have to have an owner who you discuss with.
Become a symbol of, you know,
affluence.
Exactly. But when you discuss with them, affluence is on one side, but your, no matter how affluent you are, if I can show you through his calculations how much money you will lose over the next 6 months, 5 years, honestly, you will run away from that display of affluence and rather incorporate a system that actually helps you save your money.
Okay.
So it's important for us early in the day to have this conversation and of course to show the relative costs. And many times, owners who are given these options do go the way of sustainable systems.
Okay.
Let me add. So we came from an office today.
Right.
And the client, I noticed when the power goes off, because I do this, I can tell when power goes off. And his UPS beeped, but no blink, and then the air conditioning was on. And he goes, oh, this is a solar Christopher provided for us.
Okay.
And it's running air conditioning. And he was shocked it's running air conditioning. But before we came on board, he was spending 40,000 naira a week. And this was 2 years ago when diesel was under 100 naira a liter. Mm. So he only runs his generator on Monday mornings because he has a conference room where we're not powering the air conditioning in that room so that people could be comfortable while he's having his meeting. So if we had a better plan, if it was, you know, a brand new building, these are things we would have incorporated from day one.
So from the get-go, you would have sorted that out.
Something just came into my mind. The truth is, in Nigeria, a lot of people rely on, the same way with communication, we rely on so many service providers.
Yes.
In Nigeria, when it comes to power, a lot of people rely on different sources of power. So you find people who have the normal, not generator, for instance, the Port Harcourt PHED.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you have, they have generators. Some people will still have inverters.
Yes.
And then they might want to add the solar, you know, panel to that. So as an architect, do you design for all of those possibilities?
Oh, yes. Once you are having that dialogue with an owner, you can actually size things appropriately so you don't have overlap.
Okay.
For instance, when my brother designed his house, he made sure that he's an electrical engineer, so he made sure that some of the sockets in each room would be powered. So that now when there's NEPA, he can run an AC. When there's no NEPA, his inverter can power at least a fan in each room. So it's very deliberate, it's a process.
Okay.
And you have to make sure that you discuss with the owner and incorporate the systems nice and early. And at the end of the day, it's like fresh air. When it's working, it's seamless.
Okay.
We're in the office and we just had the beep and the AC kept working, so we're very comfortable.
Yeah.
But that was, I too, before now, had the same limitation that, oh, solar is great, but it can't power AC. I saw it with my eyes today.
Okay.
This same kind of AC powered by solar, I was quite impressed.
All right. Dr. Sola, now, yes, I know that Nigerians are very wasteful when you talk about energy and light, power.
Yes.
All right, in a situation where you find it's daytime and then there's lights on these streets and all the security lights are on, switched on. People leave their homes and everything is on. With renewable energy, with what you do in Lagos, what you apply, what you do as well, does it now make us understand better how to manage our power so we don't run into
We're not just in Lagos, we're in 13 states and the FCT, and we have a customer in Ghana as well.
Okay.
We tell them, but the one night they run out of power, they won't make that mistake again. So we force behavior changes.
Okay.
The first things we do is we do an audit. We tell them to change light bulbs. We tell them to turn lights off. And believe me, they tell their children. The children, actually, you should tell the children because the children train the adults.
Mm.
We teach them. People have this habit of leaving thermostats to the maximum on their refrigerators, their conditioners. You don't need to do that. So we make them turn those things down. And this way, they're able to extract the maximum out of the battery-based system relative to what they would have done prior to us coming on board.
So on an average, when it's fully charged,
yes,
how long will it last?
So let me ask you this question. Because you asked me that question. So this is, and I'm very happy you asked that question. So I'm going to digress a bit.
Okay.
And I'm going to play the silly game I play all the time.
Okay.
So the two of you, I take you to a Toyota dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And you buy a 3.5 liter Toyota Camry.
Okay.
So four of us sit in 3.5 to 8 liter Camry, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we decide from Lagos we're going to go to Abuja, right?
Mm.
Do you think we'll get to Abuja in a Camry?
With a full tank.
That's a question.
Well, no, we don't know what's in the tank.
Oh,
yeah.
We don't know
because you just said you
was
the capacity.
All I gave
you
was the capacity of the engine.
Yeah, of the engine.
Okay.
I have no clue where you are going.
Mm.
Okay.
So you drive off the dealer lot and you decide four of us are going to go to Abuja.
Mm.
Theoretically, a 3.5 liter Toyota Camry with a full tank of gas will get you to Abuja, right? But guess what? You didn't tell the dealer that, so the dealer only put 10 liters of fuel in it.
Mm.
So you get to Obumasha and you're out of fuel, and you cannot get fuel till the next day. So I do not have the answer. The only way I could determine what the answer is based on what we designed for you. So you're going to power XYZ, how many hours a day? And if you tell me that, I designed a battery system that will allow you to power it for that long, for that length of time.
All right, then we'll give people the opportunity to ask questions. We have a few more minutes, and we'll just give you that opportunity to call in and ask Dr. Sola and Abi Bozimo, who is back after a long time away. We missed you, by the way, Abi, but Patricia held the fort really well.
Absolutely.
All right, so you can call in to 084-461-923, 084-461-923. If you're a lady, you can call 0818-132-6456. 0818-132-6456. You can send us a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And you can send that SMS to 32351. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Benjamin. All
right, Benjamin, go ahead.
If you have a whole battery with a 100, what is the safest?
Sorry, Benjamin, could you go over that again?
12 volt battery, 100 amps.
Okay.
Minimum to having to split it to.
What's the system one?
It goes, I understood the question.
Okay.
So you have a 12 volt battery, and you want to know what the recommended minimum you should discharge it to. Very nice question, and it means you've put some thought into this. If it's a lead acid battery, they don't recommend you deplete it below 50%. Anything you go below 50% will reduce the cycle life by a substantial amount. So it's 50%.
Okay.
So 50% is about 12, a little over 12 volts.
All right, we'll just take a final thought on this because we've been talking extensively. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
My name is Nicole.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to ask you for solar.
Okay.
Are you a Kazim or are you a real one? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm a real one.
Okay.
I'm not a...
You're not a Kazim.
I'm not a Kazim. My office is actually at a low
button. Okay.
I'm a real person. Sometimes you want to, take it next week.
Okay. 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 So I don't know if there's a room for that. All right. I think that's a straightforward question.
Very nice question, and we get asked this a lot. I took a national North American Association of Board Certified Energy Practitioner training in New York. People have asked us this question, and I think, yes, we will do a training program. I'll run the first few classes, and then I'll do what we call train the trainer. We don't have a timeline yet, but yes, we'll do it.
Eventually. All right, thank you so much for coming to the studio. Dr. Sola and Akizek AB, would love you to leave your email addresses in case people want to ask questions.
Right, for me, it's ebozimo@gmail.com. ebozimo@gmail.com.
Okay.
Mine is very long, so we'll try it. It's info, info,
okay,
at AtlanticWastePower.com.
Oh, that's the full meaning of AWPS.
Well, we're incorporated in New Jersey's Atlantic Waste Power System.
Okay.
And then when we came to Nigeria, we couldn't get the name. So it's AWPS Renewable Energy. But yes, it's Atlantic Waste Power System.
Okay. So it's, can you take it again?
Info at AtlanticWastePower.com. Atlantic,
okay.
Waste, WASTE, Power, POWER, period, COM. INFO. At AtlanticWastePower.com.
All right, thank you so much for coming to the studio. Well, this is where we have to say our goodbyes. Daniel, what's up?
Well, lunch, obviously.